Beavers need a change. Gabe Bass comes into the offensive zone, goes driving towards the net. Bitzer kicks his toe out, and he makes a save. What a save by Michael Bitzer here in overtime. Throws it into the left side corner, 45 seconds left. Jones with it. Jones drops it off into the corner. Willannon with it now on the right. Feeds it out in front. Bitzer slides over, makes another spectacular save. Rebound controlled by Miller, and he'll bank it off of the boards. Bitzer, two saves in this overtime to save the Beavers' bacon.
After we killed off that five-minute major, I thought we responded great, Schultze. I did. I was proud of the guys, and that was a gutsy effort.
If you were at Ralph Engelstad Arena last Saturday night, you witnessed a doozy. That third period and overtime performance by Bemidji State, maybe their best I've seen in years. That's saying something, considering this team won the McNaughton Cup a year ago. What was so gutsy, according to head coach Tom Cerutori? The effort. You know what they say, no guts, no glory. How about Dylan Eichstead? A poke check at the offensive blue line keeps the puck in the zone. A defenseman making a drop pass to Kyle Bauman, and that defenseman driving to the net, scoring the tying goal. Gutsy.
Thrown to the left side corner. Pullman will pick it up for North Dakota. Poke check free. Dylan Eichstead. What a play. Eichstead drops it back now for Bauman. Bauman left side circle pushes it off the skate. They score! Bauman threw it off the skates of Dylan Eichstead. I believe Eichstead will get the goal on the redirect. His second career goal. The Beavers have tied it at two. Eichstead started in with the poke check at the blue line, came in, dropped it back. Bauman. Bauman threw it off his skates, and the Beavers tied it. You know what they say.
No guts, no glory. Want an example of another gutsy performance by the Beavers? How about that of the penalty kill unit? A five-minute major for checking from behind puts BSU shorthanded for five. They gave up just one goal for the Fighting Hawks.
We had a gutsy effort, and I don't want anything to be taken away from the effort of the guys. You know, the plays they made and the game plan, obviously, from the end of the second period on. So, you know, they should be slapped in the back for what they did and what they accomplished. No guts, no glory.
No guts, no guts, no glory. Heading into the weekend, the Beavers are just 4 points back of third-place Bowling Green and just 7 points back of second-place Northern Michigan. The stars align just right tonight. The Beavers are one back of second place by the time we board the bus and head back to Bemidji tomorrow. A gutsy performance by the Beavers last Saturday night surely has to roll over to another gutsy performance tonight.
I don't know if it will or won't either. I don't have a crystal ball again. That's going to be the quote of the night. But, you know, it was just a gutty effort, and we'll worry about Ferris State on Monday.
Monday has come and gone. So is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That means today is Friday. That means today is Beaver Hockey Game Day. Beavers and Ferris State Bulldogs next on the Beaver Radio Network.